AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Four people are dead and at least eight wounded after a gunman opens fire at a Michigan church and sets it ablaze. Grand Blanc Township Police Chief William Rene says the suspected gunman was also killed in the Sunday morning shooting and arson attack.
There is a couple additional bodies that we've discovered in the church. So that makes our total victim count up to four victims. As I said before, there has already been the suspect who is deceased as well. So we have five deceased persons from this tragic incident.
Authorities have been searching the building ruins for more victims. Hurricane Umberto is expected to produce dangerous surf for Bermuda and the U.S. East Coast this week, while Tropical Storm Imelda is strengthening near the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says Umberto remains a powerful Category 4 storm in the Atlantic, and a tropical storm watch is in effect. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of launching drones from a shadow fleet.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of trying to hit Ukraine with a blackout after a massive strike on Sunday targeted multiple regions, killing at least four people and injuring more than 80. Zelensky adds that intelligence indicates that Russia's using its shadow fleet of tankers to launch and control drones against European countries. He wants the Baltic Sea closed to limit this shadow fleet activity. Several European countries in Northern Europe have experienced unexplained drone activity, raising concerns about security in the north of the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets President Trump at the White House later today. The meeting comes as pressure mounts to end the war in Gaza. This is AP News. Baseball's postseason is set after an action-packed final day of the regular season.
The Blue Jays clinch the AL East, while the Guardians claim the AL Central in Sunday's conclusion of baseball's regular season. Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt's team overcame a double-digit deficit in the division to reach the playoffs.
To win the division, after everything we've been through, 15 and a half games back, Boise, and to come back and do it, and we did it with a win. It just solidifies that these guys earned every bit of it.
Cleveland will host Detroit in the AL wildcard round, which also includes the defending AL champion Yankees hosting the rival Red Sox for the right to face Toronto. The Reds clinched the final NL wildcard spot over the Mets to return to the postseason for the first time since 2020 and will take on the defending World Series champion Dodgers. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.